with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration wants to end abortion coverage through Veterans Affairs. Greg Clugston reports.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is proposing the removal of abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. The VA says it would still provide abortion in life-threatening circumstances, but that the benefit is not needed. Critics of the change note that abortion would not be provided when pregnancies are the result of rape or incest. Veterans Affairs did not include abortion in its coverage until the Biden administration added it in 2022. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with senior security officials earlier in the day to hammer out Gaza war plans, and reportedly came out in favor of the military taking control of the entire enclave, even if it means the remaining hostages could be harmed or executed by Hamas. State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce says the United States will not comment on Israel's future plans in Gaza.
You know what we're focused on still, getting the hostages out after what we saw with videos over the last couple of days. It is a reminder to people about the evil that has been running this terror operation in Gaza via, of course, through Hamas.
Texas and California at the center of a power struggle that could last for months. In Texas, GOP lawmakers trying to redraw congressional districts, but the Democrats delaying action by physically leaving the state. In California, Democrats are maneuvering to boost their House seats in that extremely liberal state. National Football League has entered into a non-binding agreement to sell NFL Network and other media assets to ESPN. The league will receive a 10% equity stake in ESPN in return. This is SRN News. There's a problem with police training in Massachusetts.
Moms for Liberty is a conservative organization that campaigns to get pornographic books out of the public schools. But the Massachusetts Police Training Committee has placed Moms for Liberty on a list of extremist groups that includes Antifa. According to documents obtained by the Daily Wire, the police training material states that group members, quote, use parents' rights as a vehicle to attack public education and make schools less welcoming for minority and LGBTQ plus students. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Lagos, Nigeria has become a community for those who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language, and the vibrations of a drum signal tell people when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church. Officials say an estimated 10 million of Nigeria's 220 million people are deaf. This is SRN News. It has happened again in the Northeast, a second mild earthquake in the last 3 days hitting New Jersey, affecting parts of New York City. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The 2.7 magnitude quake struck Tuesday around noon near Hillsdale, New Jersey, with no initial reports of damages or injuries. The tremor was felt in New York City and Connecticut. Saturday night, a 3.0 magnitude quake hit nearby Hasbrook Heights. Geophysicist Jessica Turner with the National Earthquake Info Center.
9 miles is not a lot of distance between two earthquakes, so it could be considered an aftershock.
Relatively few earthquakes have been recorded in the New York City area. Julie Walker, New York.
The federal government has identified 36 states, cities, and counties in so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. The release of the list comes 2 months after the Justice Department removed a much longer list. More details at srnnews.com.